Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A coming back, a renewal of sort of the run game and the pass game with some top-end talents. Juju practiced yesterday, full participant. James Conner practiced yesterday, full participant. Duck on Juju. Mr. Duck, tell me about Mr. Juju.
Helps a lot. I mean, he's Juju. I mean, he's a great player. Just adds another weapon to the offense, and you know, it maybe change kind of some of the things they may do.
He does, and I don't think this one's as tricky. Juju's back in the pass game. He's out there. He goes. He mixes in with the other receivers. He's out there with Washington. He's out there with Deontay Johnson. And I think that even when he was out there, there wasn't necessarily this year a number one receiver that rose to the surface. It was kind of proportionate with targets. It was proportionate with catches, and it was proportionate with who the number one guy was in that situation in the route tree anyway. The running game guys, though, that one gets sticky for me a little bit. I don't know how you feel about it, but James Conner, I think, was rushed back earlier in the year. I think he's played with an injury pretty much all year. And you have a decent thing going with Benny Snell, with Kareth White, with Jalen Samuels, who did not practice yesterday. With when you pick your spots in running the football, is there a danger in throwing James Conner into this football game and saying, you're our unabashed, undeniable, right now, number one running back, you get the balance of the carries, and some of the other guys take a big step backward? Because I think there could be.
See, early on, if James Conner insists that he's able to go in this game, I feed him. And I see, are you going to be able to stand up to it physically? Because as it happened that Thursday night in Cleveland, the last time he played, he couldn't stand up to it physically. And I want to find that out early. Because if he can't go, and if he can't be the guy, and if he can't be in a big part of the offense, then you know what? Sit back down, and we'll go with the Benny Snell, Kareth White, two-headed monster. Early on, I feed James Conner if he says he's healthy enough to play.
I agree with you.
They can't afford to even dress him. If they don't think he's going to be able to play, they can't afford
to
even dress him.
Well, if he's a full participant on a Wednesday, Jim, it tells me that he's going to get a hat.
Right.
Yeah, and I want to say my judgment's clouded by the way he looked when he returned earlier this year.
It is.
Maybe
it's fair for it to be clouded.
Maybe it's clarified by what we saw earlier in the year. With the injury history here with the shoulder recently, I don't think it's worth the risk. I really don't. I don't think he's going to help.
But if he says he's healthy enough to go,
and he practices on Wednesday, Thursday, right, and then goes through the light practice on Friday, how do you tell the guy that walked into the season as the number one back that he can't go, and how do you give the Edmonds brother a helmet over him? Or how do you give?
I guess, well, you know what? I guess based on the way you do things, the way things are done, you don't. But I just,
there is no way in the world that if he's a full participant and he's able to go, that you can have James Conner standing there on the sideline and the other guys playing. Again, I don't. This is where the question is for me, though. You got to give him a helmet. But where the question is how much infusion does he have into a run game that seemingly has started to work a little bit right now?
And because those two, Snell and White, have started to find a little bit of a back and forth, and it's a change of pace with the two of them, Benny the bowling ball up in the middle, and then Kareth White, who's got a little bit more speed, a little bit more breakaway to him, that's why I feel eminently comfortable going with the two-headed monster. If James Conner gets hit on his first carry of the game and says, you know, I'm done, the shoulder's back out, I can't, then fine, go sit down. We gave it a run. You said you could go, and now you can't. Give me Benny, give me Kareth, and I go from there. But if James Conner says he's healthy enough, I feed him early to see if he can actually do it.
Actually, you know what made that decision for them? Samuels. I mean, if this groin injury, and he didn't practice yesterday, so maybe that's the other part of it that I kind of overlooked, that he may be the guy that's unable to go because of injury.
Yeah, it actually might be a blessing in disguise to get rid of that. But then you still have questions. Now, here's back to where when we answer one question, another one arises. Let's say all three of them are healthy. Let's say Kareth White and Benny Snell and James Conner's healthy. And the other Edmonds brothers resigned to a special teams guy if he even gets a helmet anyway. But let's say the top three are healthy. Then once you get into the flow of the game,
Who's getting it?
Correct.
Right.
It's just layer upon. The Steelers for so long had no questions at running back. Le'Veon Bell got the ball 72 times if that's what needed to happen.
Right.
Right? Now it's kind of, you got to parse through it and piece through it and figure out how you're going to do this thing.
I feed Connor as long as he's healthy and getting me at least 3.5 yards a clip. And until that stops happening, then I, and when it does stop happening, if it does, then I turn to my two-headed monster.
A micro run the wheels off of the guy for the most part.
Absolutely. You got him back, you better use him.
412-928-9370. Devising this running game, that seems to be a big question going into Sunday night. And I heard Joe and Ron debate something about health yesterday. And it was really, really interesting. It was just before the noon hour. And I'd like to ask you about that. Morning to you. Channing Crowder, 7 o'clock, coming up in 45 minutes. He's great about the NFL. Can't wait to talk to him about so much of what's going on. 412-928-9370. Okay, so I was listening yesterday, and it was, I guess, between 11:30 and noon or so, and Ron and Joe were going back and forth about something. And they were saying, how do you treat this game in terms of health? And obviously, James Conner and Juju at the epicenter of this. Juju's knee and James Conner's ailments, his shoulder ailment, right, and everything else. So how do you treat this in terms of health? And Ron's big point was, well, if a guy can't fully defend himself, if he can't be out there, and he kind of leaned towards if a guy isn't kind of all the way there and if he's fighting through something where he's not totally himself. And Joe was wrangling him into a conversation that was more toward, listen, you got to treat this like the AFC Championship. You got to treat this like a playoff game. It is, right now, the start of pretty much the playoffs for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Every game is the last game.
And if you can drag yourself out there right now, you got to be that guy to get out there no matter what. I lean toward the side of Joe, I think.
No, I agree. And that's why I think you see James Conner and Juju Smith-Schuster saying, no, we're back this week. And not, oh, we're going to wait until Friday to see how we feel kind of back. But no, we're going to jump right into the deep end on Wednesday, and we're going to be full participants, and we're going to be ready to go, because they, as well as everybody else, realize just how big this game is. You win this game, possibility that you've clinched a playoff spot going into week 17 still exists. You lose this game, possibility that you don't control your own destiny anymore, that Tennessee will beat Houston this weekend, and now you'll be on the outside looking in, and the road will be very difficult to get back into the sixth seed. This game is enormous for the Pittsburgh
Steelers.
That's
why if you can get out there, you get out there. There's no, well, I'm kind of saving up. The saving up stuff is done.
No.
It's finished. It's over at about Halloween time.
If you've got anything that hurts right now, and look, you play professional football, you play any kind of football, as physical a game as it is, you get to mid-December, you've got aches and pains, you've got bumps and bruises, who knows what else beyond that, muscle strains, maybe pulls, whatever it is, you look at it and say, okay, can I still physically get out on the field and do what I'm used to doing? Can I do 90% of what I could normally do, maybe 85% of what I could normally do? And if I can't hurt myself anymore or hurt my team, then I worry about the bumps and the bruises and the aches and the pains and the strains and the pulls come late January, early February. That's when I go and take care of that stuff, because right now I've got to be out there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, now's the time to get out there. This run game stuff, to get back to that though for a minute, if you are Coach Randy right now, or you're Mike Tomlin, or you're the doc, or whomever's going over all these plans with how to facilitate the run game, and the are you ready for this? What does Mike Tomlin always say about now I lost my train of thought here. When he deploys people, the division of labor. Yes, that's it. The division of labor. When you're thinking about the division of labor with those halfbacks, this to me, nothing would surprise me. If Kareth White and Benny Snell between them got two carries, and James Conner carried every time, pretty much,
right,
that wouldn't surprise me.
Nope.
If it went a third, and a third, that wouldn't surprise me. If James Conner got like four carries because he wasn't feeling all that great in the shoulder, and he essentially dressed because he was a decoy, but they thought he could kind of go, and Kareth White was the number one back, not surprise me. If Benny Snell ended up being the number one back and nobody else really got any carries,
wouldn't
and he got 21, There is nothing that would surprise me from a numbers breakdown right now if you told me this was going to happen on
the
Sunday
only
night.
Thing that would surprise me about this offense is if they went out there and slinged it around like 40 times.
Correct.
That's the only thing that would surprise me at this point. But because they've got to run the ball and control the clock, and that's going to be the key to what's probably going to end up being a 12-10 game.
I mean, I was trying to think of this yesterday in devising and splitting it up in my head. There is no circumstance and there is no breakdown in terms of the carries or the touches, honestly, that I would walk away on Monday morning and look at a stat sheet and go, okay, I'm stunned by this.
How did that happen?
Right,
yeah, not going to happen.
And it involves three different guys. A lot of times you get into that with just two guys. You go, well, it wouldn't surprise me with two. This wouldn't surprise me with three guys.
No way of knowing which direction they're going to go with the run game.
My, how far we've come with the division of labor.
Division of labor.
With the halfbacks in Pittsburgh.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.